Sunshine will continue to give way to increasing clouds through the afternoon as high pressure tracks off the eastern seaboard, opening the door for a ripple of low pressure to pivot through the region later today. Showers will become likely first in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, then through the rest of the region deeper into the afternoon and through the evening. As this system pivots through, we'll start a drying trend overnight tonight, although clouds will remain and areas of fog will develop. Temperatures today will top out in the middle 40s, then push back into the 30s overnight tonight. Another wave of low pressure will take a similar track during the day tomorrow, with cloudy skies and scattered showers. Out ahead of this low pressure wave, a southerly wind will help temperatures push up toward the 50-degree mark, then a cold front will slice through the area by tomorrow evening. Along and ahead of the front, rain will become steady, perhaps some heavier bursts as the front pushes by during the evening hours, and then temperatures will start to cool. Any leftover precipitation could fall in the form of some wet snow late Thursday night and Friday morning, with rain showers Friday afternoon and highs back down into the lower 40s. It looks like we'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday. Still the risk of a few snow showers, a colder breeze out of the northwest, keeping temperatures in the mid-30s. And then back into the lower 40s on Sunday and into the early part of next week. One weak disturbance will move through on Monday with a chance for some more snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening across parts of north central and northeast Oklahoma, adjacent southeast Kansas, southwest Missouri, and northwestern Arkansas. Northeastward advection of warm, elevated air is expected to again contribute to increased instability by this afternoon. In the presence of strong shear beneath 40 to 50 knots of westerly jet stream flow, conditions should become conducive to the development of severe storms late this afternoon into the evening. This may initially include discrete storms with possible rotation. Before growing upscale, it appears that this latter activity will occur just ahead of a southward surging cold front, and stronger storms will be capable of producing large hail and locally strong wind gusts. To the north, in the colder air, freezing rain and some snow will be common in the Great Lakes and parts of the Midwest. Winter weather advisories are in effect for these locations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with late-day showers, highs in the mid-40s, Boston sun, then increasing clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain, with highs reaching the middle 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low 29. The record high 74 set in 1910, and the record low 0 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m., sunset this evening 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with showers moving in later in the day today and highs in the mid-40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any sun will continue to fade behind increasing clouds today with highs reaching the middle and upper 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers likely before the afternoon is through, temperatures reaching the lower and middle 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy skies with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers moving in later in the day today and highs reaching the middle and upper 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with fog overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers moving in later in the afternoon and highs in the middle 40s. Showers this evening, then cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, some heavier bursts through the evening with highs reaching to about 50. Mostly cloudy, some wet snow possible Friday morning, rain showers possible in the afternoon. Otherwise, cooler weather flowing in on a northwest breeze in the lower 40s. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, colder, snow showers in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, lower 40s on Sunday. And a chance for some snow on Monday in the lower 40s before we dry it out with lower 40s for highs again on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.